In this election year, energy issues have not received a lot of attention, but they are at the forefront for people living near the proposed Kinder Morgan pipeline. The proposed pipeline would go from Draycott through southern New Hampshire and western Massachusetts to New York. As New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik reports, the presidential candidates have different takes on the proposal.
The campaigns of the Republican presidential candidates didn't get back to us on this, although some of them told reporters in New Hampshire they worried about the rights of property owners along the route.
Thank you!
At a gathering of Democrats in New Hampshire in late November, Bernie Sanders took a firm stand on Kinder Morgan's proposal.
I believe the Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline that would carry fracked natural gas for 400 miles through 17 communities is a bad idea and should be opposed.
Also, in the months ahead of the New Hampshire primary, Hillary Clinton took questions on the pipeline from reporters along rope lines and at town hall meetings like this one in Keene.
Right now, we've had candidates come and tell us it's a local issue. It's not. We have no control. What can you do to help us?
Clinton did not come down for or against the pipeline that day, but she did say the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, which signs off on pipelines,
has to, in any of these decisions, pay much more attention to local communities and listen to what your concerns are and do much more to evaluate whatever the consequences or the downsides of these decisions are.
Among those downsides to consider, she said, climate change. There's one more active Democrat on the Massachusetts primary ballot. California business owner Rocky De La Fuente hadn't heard of the pipeline proposal when we asked about it, but he quickly offered support for it with a few conditions.
Anything that will generate jobs, anything that will build infrastructure, and it does it in an environmental safe way, and it can be used to eventually transport clean energy, I'm 100% supportive.
Of course, there is the big question of whether the new president would actually have any say in the Kinder Morgan pipeline. Members of FERC are nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate, but the agency stresses it's independent and its decisions are only reviewable by the courts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sam Hudzik.